Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. The Pennsylvania Polka, Frankie Yankovic. Reminds me of my first radio gig from many years ago. Stay tuned. Got some great information for you on how you can build your online business and be a true success. That's right. Groundhog Day is here. Remember, you will learn and you will earn. Stand by. Be right back. This is Robert J. with your radio promo. Groundhog Day, everybody. Punxsutawney Phil, I believe, actually he declared an early spring. That means in 6 weeks from today, it'll be springtime. That's right, on your calendar. Check your calendars, everybody. Circle the date. 6 weeks from today, around this time, will actually be spring. We'll be in March, and it'll be spring. So it's great news for everybody. So not so much a long, long winter. It'll actually be a nice early spring. So I'm sure you're excited about that, and I'm excited, equally excited about it, and excited, of course, to be with you today here on your radio promo. Once again, this is your host, Robert J., and we just wanted to It is what it is. It's, you know, it is Groundhog's Day. And the movie, of course, Groundhog Day with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell and many other featured guests who became famous afterwards were also in that feature film. And if you recall, if you've seen the movie, most people have seen the movie. If you haven't seen it, pick it up. It's hilarious. I think you really enjoy it. But for the most part, what I wanted to bring this into the world of marketing, if you will, as far as building your business and Groundhog's Day. If you recall, every single day that Bill Murray would wake up to the alarm clock and there's Sonny and Cher singing the song, I Got You, Babe, and after a while he got sick of it. And at first he thought he could take advantage of it, and then he got sick of it. Then he started learning things, right, on a daily basis. Every single person he came into contact with, every single event that happened in that little town over there in Pennsylvania, every little moment in time, those people he came into contact with and those events that took place, as far as those people were concerned, that was just happening at that particular time in their lives, right? In his case, every single day was a repeat of the day before. It was just a continuous repeat. It was driving him totally insane. The thing of it is, what he started to realize was that he started to learn on how to cooperate, how to participate in a community, how to become really a better person, on how to really to learn on what not to do, on, you know, with in the world of succeeding. And, of course, he eventually learned what to do. He became a fine pianist. He became a great romancer. He became really, he could have ran for mayor literally in one day because he became that popular in really a short amount of time. In our lives, a 24-hour period or an 18-hour period from 6 a.m. till, let's say, midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning when the day ended. He was able to tweak everything. He was able to fix his life and actually become a better person, where he actually even felt good about himself at the end of the movie, right? And that's what I want to talk to you about today, as far as you building your online business. And you know, you've struggled so much. Many of us have. That's life in general, you know. That is life. And if you don't learn, you don't learn from your mistakes. You're going to learn from things that gosh, I should have done this. I wish I should have, could have, would have, you know. And the thing of it is, we learn from our mistakes, we learn from our failures, but, you know, successes also come along the path as well. And that's what I really wanted to just touch on, this just a little tidbit of a program today, to just let you know it's okay. You know, you've done what you've done. But the thing of it is, just like the movie, you've had probably even a lot more even than Bill Murray's had in the movie, okay? You've had a lot more of your Groundhog Days in marketing. You've actually had the experience that you've achieved, the content you put out, the things that you've learned, whether you've made a radio program like I'm doing today, a podcast, whether you wrote, maybe you do blogging, maybe you've just sent an email out, maybe you're brand new on the internet marketing scene, maybe you've just recently gotten to your first network marketing company, maybe you're in your 15th network marketing company. The bottom line is, you've learned something. You've got skills. You've got passion. What is your passion? Your passion, believe it or not, your dreams and your goals are still very much alive. They never went away. Maybe they got a little sidelined because of certain instances, certain situations that happen in your particular life. But for the most part, you got to think about it. Every single day you wake up, it's a brand new day. It's another, if you will, another, you know, in context of the movie, another Groundhog Day. At the end of the movie, if you remember, it all worked out. When Bill Murray finally found himself and liked himself and was liked by others and loved by others, okay, and literally, yeah, loved himself, straightened out and became a nice person to be around, he came out of that, if you want to call it a curse. It was no longer Groundhog Day. It was the next day for the rest of his life. Okay, you ever heard that cliche? This is the next day for the rest of your life, you know. He was able to better his skills, get to the point to where he now can be a great participant in a community of life. And you and your business, your online business, whether you have a brick-and-mortar mom-and-pop shop, or whether you're building a online business, you're a network marketer, you're an internet marketer, you're an affiliate marketer, whatever you're doing, you're in sales, you actually have now achieved greatness. And what I mean by that is that if you're thinking about it right this second, wow. You know, even rent the movie, even for the fun of it. You know, it's a funny movie, it's a great movie. But watch it from a different angle. Watch it from the point of, wow, you know what? That's true. I've done all those different things. Maybe you can write down on your paper how many different things you've done and what you haven't done. And reach out to those in the industry, in your particular industry, who have and are successful. There's so many people right now willing, and able to help you towards your success, towards you becoming something within your industry. Whatever your passions are, whatever you're trying to do to try to make a living full time, whether you work a part time, maybe you got a full time job right now, right? But you still got to make ends meet. Maybe you've always desired to be an entrepreneur, and of course, internet and netpreneur. If you desired to, whatever it is that you've desired and set out to do initially, okay, that's, believe it or not, you're way, way, way ahead of the game if you've already been living your life. And what I mean by that is that every step that you take, every baby step that you've taken initially, those steps count for something. And you're probably way ahead of the game than you realize. So if you just take some time and think about that in context of the movie, of course, Groundhog's Day, and, you know, it's we're getting early spring. Put a little spring in your step. You ought to be very gratified and happy right now of where you are. And you ought to, of course, reach out to those people in your industry. I've got folks that I listen to that I learned from that are younger than me. But guess what? They're successful. They're making the money. They're actually doing what they set out to do. They're probably still having some days they're having their Groundhog's Day. But you know what? They're improving themselves each and every day. Just do one little thing every day. Do something towards your goal, towards something that's going to get you to the finish line, okay? And you know, it's funny. When you get to the finish line, you're just going to be getting ready for your next marathon in marketing, if you think about it, because life is continuous. The one thing you want to do, though, for sure, is get off of that couch, get off of that spindle, that hamster spindle of life, and going in circles and driving yourself crazy, okay? Because that right there, by you not stepping off the spindle, yeah, sure, Groundhog Day sounds like you're doing over and over and over again, right? There's a cliche out there. If you're doing the same thing over and getting the same results, you must be crazy. Yeah, that does ring true to a certain degree. However, what I'm talking about today, the experience and you just getting out there, being a front seater in life and putting your front foot forward is going to help you in your life overall, in your family, in your atmosphere, but also it's going to help you to succeed to where you can actually achieve your dreams and your goals. Well, I do appreciate you taking your time out today to join me in this special program, Groundhog's Day, and, you know, pretty much how are you pursuing your marketing efforts. That's what you got, you know, just realize that it's there. It's right in front of you. I'm excited because I've recently got involved with some other mentors, people that are teaching me how to become a successful, better person. And you know what? I've had all this experience. I got tons of experience. But you know what I realized? I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Rocky II. Rocky had to retrain himself how to become a southpaw so he could win the next fight. And that was very difficult. Thing of it is, that's kind of how I feel right now. Like, hey, you know what? I've got to retrain my thinking and step back for a second. But what's going to happen is once I learn that, now I'm going to be able to bring in all the positives, all the great stuff I learned by staying in the game and staying, you know, just learning what really what not to do. And now I've come, I feel very confident by spring, by 6 weeks from today, let's say, okay, that I will pretty much have my success with my home-based business, of course, but also my success in life. So, anyway, this is Robert J. You can tune into my program. I'm Your Radio Promo. I broadcast at least once a week. I come on here sometimes to do special programs. I'm working on some other stuff as well. Feel free to check out my blog at rjokwillis.online. That's rjokwillis.online. There are some links also on my page there. Feel free to check those out as well. Get yourself set up with some great training. I'm working with some great folks. If you go to my blog, you'll be able to see the information there as well. And feel free to follow me on at Twitter at ConsumerView. That's ConsumerVue. That's at ConsumerView. I'd love to hear from you. Let's hook up. You know, if you're a fellow podcaster, hey, I'd love to do programs with you. If you want to get in touch with myself or any people, any of the folks I'm involved with, I'd be glad to, you know, show you the ropes and do what I could do to help you succeed. All right. Well, thanks once again, everybody, for joining us. This is Robert J. I do appreciate you, each and every one of you, and looking forward to talking to you again real soon. Have yourself a wonderful evening.